Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading in the book of Matthew, which is a part of the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels refers to the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means that these Gospels contain many of the same stories, and that those stories are sometimes even presented in the same sequence within each of the three different books. The book of Matthew itself was written towards a more Jewish audience to convince them that Jesus was the Messiah promised to them in the Old Testament. It is believed that this book was written 80 to 90 AD. Now, AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of the Lord, indicating a year after the estimated birth of Jesus Christ, which essentially, it means, after Christ, when referring to a date on the calendar. Nowadays, some more non-religious scholars do use the abbreviation CE, that stands for the phrase Common Era. But both CE and AD refer to the same years in the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. So let us open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 6. With today's reading, we will be starting in verse 19 and ending in verse 34. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 19. Don't store up treasures here on earth, where moths eat them and rust destroys them, and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be. Your eye is like a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is healthy, your whole body is filled with light. But when your eye is unhealthy, your whole body is filled with darkness. And if the light you think you have is actually darkness, how deep that darkness is! No one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and be enslaved to money. That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink, or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to Him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing, yet Solomon in all his glory was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, He will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? So don't worry about these things, saying, "What will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear?" These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. Once again, that was the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 34 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Matthew we just read a little more in depth. Worry and materialism are two of the most dangerous problems in the world today. Having more than we need is usually seen as a sign of success, yet the more we have, the more we have to worry about. Our possessions possess us. These verses are powerful and countercultural. If we would live them out, our lives would be very different. He taught us to store up treasure in heaven, not stuff on earth. We can do this by giving to kingdom causes, helping those in need, and making the world better. Quote, "Where your treasure is, there your heart is," end quote. Our heart follows where we spend our money, it matters. We cannot serve God and stuff. Jesus also taught about worry, which relates to possessions and money. Life is more than our possessions. We are made to love God, love others, and make a difference. We can trust God to provide for what we really need because we are valuable to our Father. We should be focused on our Father and seeking His kingdom first. Worry can't add time to life. It robs us of life and joy. Hear the voice of Jesus inviting you to let go of worry. He is with you and will never let you go. Jesus invites us into the kingdom, a world of abundance. We can live without fear because we know that God will always take care of us. We can be generous and wise because we know God is with us. stop taking more than you need and unleash generosity in your life. Here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. What can you give away? What can you sell and give to those in need? How can you let go of worry? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.